Gina Marie Bernard grew up in northern Minnesota and teaches high school English in Bemidji. She credits her mother and grandmother with teaching her all the important lessons that she's still exploring in her poetry. Here's Gina Marie Bernard.
Lake Superior aches. Lake Superior aches in the embrace of her mercurial fury, her sullen archetypes of seasonal change. How many epochs has her glacial waters ground stone shores smooth, agate bays and curling swells, undisputable proof of her titanic collar? Ages ago, in her vulnerable maidenhead, she wept as gray tons of grumbling ice receded, emerald rivers coursing among boulders that trundled forward, stone surrogates offering resounding apologies through the negative space that lay in his wake. Her waters now rise like bile, roll beneath December squalls, and spill from mouths of island caverns, interrupting the apologue of wolves and moose, both fixed in awe at the immutability of her eternal sorrow. Lake Superior wants to be reconciled, or to forget, sink in legend the unbroken memories of her earliest divorce, a catastrophic separation, unrequited lover of some estranged ice age. She doesn't recollect wanting an annulment, tossed aside beneath a sky of achingly blue solitude, betrayed by the fraudulent vows of towering ice. Thus, she refuses to be held as frail, her tempests battering both vessel and coast, ruthlessly enraged at sunset's golden bands or the sweeping beacons from lighthouse keeps. The Great Lake wants to punish in absentia, but she should meet someone new, perhaps take up a language. It was not so long ago she caught snatches of Jesuit French or the poetic lilt from an Anishinaabe canoe. But on the wind, Gichigami sounds too much like, "Is he coming?" And she remains in sole custody of her inability to move on.